This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program. Our Dougie Dougster will be back before you know it. I'm Jay Kirshner. We have Jennifer Horn, our queen of news talk. We have James Collins, and we have some things to discuss, like the Taylor Swift football game. I mean, the Kansas City
the Taylor
Chiefs
Swift
Buffalo
football
Bills
game.
Football game.
Is that where we are now?
No, we have to have this conversation because there's a lot to unpack with this, and. Yes, I am a Swiftie, but my point is not about Taylor Swift specifically, but, like, the media is crazy. She is not in control of whether or not the cameras are pointing at her or what is going on. She is just there to cheer on a team, root for her boyfriend.
See, but I think... Don't know. I if you saw the game, Travis Kelce, after he scored, or actually he didn't even score, he caught a goal. Or no, maybe he scored, I don't know. He did the heart sign up to Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
I think they're asking for this. I think they are absolutely stoking the flames. Just a bit.
I mean, you know. Well, yeah, they're totally trolling. Yeah, they're totally trolling the, who did Taylor call them? The dads, the Chads, and the Brads, or something like that. Like, yeah. I think they are trolling to an extent. But what I love about this relationship is this is the first time it feels like she can just be in a relationship. She's not worried about who is saying what, and she's with somebody who is proud to be linked with her, where I feel like a lot of people she's dated in the past wanted a name in their own right. They didn't want to just be Taylor Swift's boyfriend or anything, and so it was kind of, even though she seems like a private person, it just always seemed like it was whoever she was dating wanted to keep things private, where he's like, he is already in his own name. He is an incredible football player before he ever got with her. But the real winner, the real person who really stole the show was Jason Kelce, who couldn't keep a shirt on with excitement.
That guy was sitting there with no shirt on.
The best one.
In the cold, and Jason Kelce retired. He made the announcement after the Eagles lost last week that he was going to retire. This guy is, like, clearly living his best life now. He was looking like he was enjoying the beer and had the shirt off and was just having a good time and kept his shirt off through the entirety almost of the game, which it had to be freezing, even in the suite. Like, you still see everybody in the suite is still wearing hats and jackets and sweaters, and here he is. With just a hat and that grizzly gut of his out there, and he seemed fine.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, he looked like he was having a great time, though, living his best life.
Well, and so here's the thing with the whole, all of this NFL and the Taylor Swift and frenzy and all of these things, and I think that they were asked, the Chiefs were asked, or a coach of the Chiefs were asked, is she a distraction? And some people were like, yes, and I think other football players, not even only Travis Kelce, but other people came out and they were like, how is she a distraction? This is our job to go and do this stuff. Like, if we lost the game, we lost the game because we didn't do something right, not because she was there. The only people that she is distracting are the camera crews or anybody who wants to use this as their news and talk about things. I mean, if you go to any news outlet that has some entertainment stories, every other story is something regarding Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce or Taylor Swift and the Chiefs. You have Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes wildly celebrate a touchdown by Travis Kelce against the Buffalo Bills. That is a full article by itself, not even just a little blip. That is a full article by itself. There are articles of every time Taylor Swift went to a Kansas City Chiefs game and whether or not the team won. why is anybody taking their time, any journalist taking their time to write things like this? But then again, clearly people do read it because otherwise they wouldn't.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you look at the headlines about football, and in every headline now, it's something about not the game, you know, whether it's Jason Kelce or it's Travis, or excuse me, or it's Taylor mm-hmm. Swift. I mean, it's something not about the game. And I think that frustrates a lot of football fans because they want to learn about the game. But at the same time, it's what the media is covering. Whatever it is the most salacious.
Yes.
And so it's really sort of until the media just stops making a big deal about it. I mean, literally every time I was watching the Kansas City game, every time Kansas City scores, the cameras go right up into the press box to watch Taylor Swift. If they're yes. sick of it. And by the way, it's burning me out. Like, I have no problem with Taylor Swift. I think Travis Kelce's fine. Happy they're happy. But, like, it's now making me not
it's
like the Kansas
much.
City Chiefs because I'm just over it. I don't want to watch the games because it's just too much. And it's not anything that the team is doing. It's really nothing but what the media is showing.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because I think a lot of people feel that way.
If you had a drinking game during the Kansas City Chiefs, any Kansas City Chiefs game, and you just drink every time they show Taylor Swift, like, you would be sloshed. Like,
yeah,
absolutely.
You'd be sloshed, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good weekend of football. Oh, go ahead.
Oh,
you
my
are
goodness. They were such good games. So, like, the Chiefs
they were all very
game,
good.
Where they just kept changing who was in the lead, going back and forth. The Lions game with the, who was it, the Buccaneers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big game. So for those of you who are catching up, the Lions beat the Bucks 31-23. The Chiefs beat the Bills. That was a nail-biter. And it came down to a mm-hmm. missed field goal, which they forced from a little too far back. So 27-24. The Packers and the 49ers, that was another nail-biter. At the very end, there was an interception. And the 49ers went on to beat Green Bay. That was, I mean, I'm a fan of both of these teams, and that was just a sad loss for the Packers, 24-21. And then the Ravens had the best day. They kind of rolled the Texans, who have been having a good swing of good luck lately, but 34-10 was the score in that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely better than the, what was it, the previous week? I've lost concept of time.
Oh, the Texans just killed the Browns.
Where,
yeah, they were. I,
oh,
like,
absolutely. And then Dallas, like, basically forgot to show up to the game, too. It was.
Yeah.
These
this was
good
a good weekend of
games.
Football.
Yeah, this one.
And then next
when
week
it is changing lanes. That's fun.
We're gonna know after next week. We'll know about the Super Bowl, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, and then is the Pro Bowl still a thing? Do they still do the Pro Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Or did they?
Yeah, I think
the Pro
they
Bowl?
Still
because
do.
I remember that is the week right before there's a week off right before the Super Bowl, and that's when the Pro
yep.
Bowl goes. But
it's
I thought that there
February
was something 4th. That they. What change did they make? There's something that I'm recalling, and I at the same time can't recall this, with the Pro Bowl, that they made some change. It used to be in Hawaii. I think now they've moved it to Vegas, but it is maybe some people who were supposed to be in it are no longer permitted to be in it, or I can't remember. I just remember that there was something going on with the Pro Bowl.
It looks like it's in Orlando this year.
Why did they take it out of Hawaii?
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people would rather go to Hawaii than Orlando. But,
yeah,
no, it seems Orlando happening on February 4th. They've got the rosters for both the AFC and the NFC that are going to be out there. And I think the thing that's kind of controversial is, like, Christian McCaffrey, for instance. If the 49ers are in the Super Bowl, he's scheduled to play in the Pro Bowl on February 4th. And are they really going to want him to play in the Pro Bowl and risk getting injured? I mean, I know they just have a lot of fun, but you just never know. So that's, I think, kind of the question. You know, how much do you put your players that are going to go on to play in the Super Bowl, how much time are they really going to get?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl. I like the commercials. I think that Reba's going to crush it with the national anthem. You have Usher at the halftime show.
Yeah.
Who did last year's? Oh, Rihanna. Rihanna did last year's. Wasn't that when she revealed
was
she
it
was
with
pregnant?
With the pregnant, yeah.
Was that just
right.
last year? Was that the year before? And everybody thought that it was very self-fulfilling. Why did she choose the Super Bowl halftime show to reveal her pregnancy? And apparently she came out, like, sometime in the last few months, where she was like, I wasn't supposed to. I didn't want anybody to know yet, but my jumpsuit, my outfit, literally couldn't zip
wouldn't
up past
fit.
My belly. Yeah, she's like, there was nothing I could do. I couldn't, like,
You can't really put that thing away when it's sticking out.
Yeah. Like, it's there. And sometimes when it decides to, like, truly pop, you could all of a sudden, like, gain 4 inches on your stomach in the matter of 2 hours. And all of a sudden I feel like, wait, this just fit me during the fitting this morning. Why can't I do this now?
Yeah, she I didn't love the energy, I think, of her show, but I do love Rihanna. I think Usher will bring the energy that I was missing last year. He's just such a dynamic performer that I think people will really like him, whether you're an Usher fan or not. I think people will be entertained.
Yeah.
He's very much like Michael Jackson in that respect. And Reba, I love the pre-show stuff that they announced, and I think it's going to be great. I actually am excited to see the Super Bowl. Plus, I think the four teams that are in the mix, I'm really hoping it's going to be the 49ers and the Ravens. And it's just a little different than it has been, I think, which is nice. So
we'll see. It is nice to see other people. I being a Browns person, I can never go for the Ravens because they are the former Browns. I mean, the Browns essentially snuck out in the middle of the night and went to Baltimore. And I don't think that any of us in Cleveland are ever going to get over it.
The guys of darkness.
Yeah. We, like, literally what happened. We are never going to get over that. All right, so some ooey-gooey creepy news. There is a mysterious homicide investigation that is underway after a home in Colorado was sold, and people went in to clean out the house for the people who bought the home, and there was a freezer still in there, and they found human remains in the freezer.
Oh, my gosh. Right next to the chicken wings,
so
probably,
just let that
right?
sink in. Just let that sink in, yep. Next to the chicken wings. Just above the milk.
So what happened?
They're investigating it. They positively ID'd it. It's a human head and hands that were found in the freezer. They're trying to figure out who the victim is while keeping the identity, you know, under wraps, being respectful to the victim's family.
So to speak.
Family.
Mm-hmm.
But
on ice, they're keeping the identity on ice.
Yeah. Who sold this home? Who bought this home? Did somebody go in after it was sold and, like, that was where they decided to keep it? Was this part of somebody who sold the home and they forgot that there was something there? Like, or was this one of those situations where the home was turned over to the bank? There's such a lack of information because everybody is so focused on myself as well that body
parts. You can watch the Netflix documentary.
The home recently sold.
I'm sure it's coming to Netflix next month.
It's 18 after the hour on Doug Seven's Good Day.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Get
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I'm Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Program. Doug, our fearless leader, will be back with us before we know it. I am Jay Kirshner. We have James Collins at the controls in Dallas.
Oh, hey, that's
and
me.
And we're going to have some fun. Hey, that's you.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have some fun. It is social media time. Boy. It is trending time. And even though this is basically a week removed now, a week removed? 2 weeks removed? No, it's a week removed.
It's a week removed, yeah.
And it is still a hot topic.
I had to talk about this because it is so funny. We're talking about, it was the Critics' Choice Awards. That's what it was. There were so many award shows last week that it started.
I know,
yeah.
Right?
Critics'
With
Choice
Ryan
Awards.
Ryan Gosling's reaction to I'm Just Ken winning the award for Best Song is iconic. Some people thought he was joking or he was kind of like doing a Ken character thing. I think he was really like having a moment.
W something, yeah. But no, it was absolutely hilarious. And we take a break and then we'll talk about it some more.
Let's do it.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I'm just kidding. Anywhere else I'd be kidding. Isn't my destiny to live
or die? came out of COVID was I finally had the opportunity to watch the Barbie movie.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm Just Ken. The whole visual effects is so fantastic. It is no wonder that it won Best Song at the Critics' Choice Awards, but it's also Best Song Written for Visual Media.
Mm-hmm.
It's nominated for that category for the upcoming Grammy Awards. I think it has a chance. You saw Barbie too, didn't you?
I loved Barbie. I really did. You know, my girlfriend took me to see it. It wasn't those things where, like, oh, my girlfriend's going to force me to go see this movie. No, I wanted to see it because Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, all these amazing actors were in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
hype. Oh, the cast was stacked.
Absolutely. But at the Critics' Choice, it was interesting because everyone was thinking that What Was I Made For was going to win, which was also in the Barbie movie and had such an emotional impact throughout the entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where
Eilish's voice.
Oh, and Billie Eilish was amazing. Yeah, absolutely. And Ryan Gosling, that's where Ryan Gosling's reaction comes from, because he was also convinced that was going to win the award. And so when I'm Just Ken won, he said, excuse me, what's going on here, you know? It's just an absolutely hilarious reaction. If you haven't seen it, absolutely go online.
It looks so genuine.
Because it is genuine.
But so many people were like, oh, he's still in his Ken character. He was so funny for his reaction. Like, it was, because we do get that a lot of times,
right,
where celebrities or actors, who was it? Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Every time she won an award for her,
yep,
role on Veep, she would always kind of stay in character with it and have her assistant there and all,
absolutely,
of these things. Where, like, no, that was a genuine, like, seriously, the I'm Just Ken won an award, won a Critics' Choice Award?
I mean, don't get me wrong,
awesome.
Great song, absolutely deserved an award, but I kind of see his side.
Yeah, we do. It's 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Once a fixture at the Trump White House press room, newly elected governor of Arkansas Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she'll be staying in Little Rock, not in D.C.
I am honored to serve as governor, and I hope I get to do it for the next 7 years.
That's after she was asked on CBS Face the Nation if she would consider being Donald Trump's VP. Box office best movies remain unchanged this past weekend, with Mean Girls still at the top for the second straight week. The teen musical comedy garnered nearly $12 million in its second week of release. It was also the only film to break the $10 million mark. The Beekeeper, Wonka, Anyone But You, and Migration rounded out the top five. And the NFL's conference championship games are set. The Ravens will take on the Super Bowl champion Chiefs in the AFC. The Cinderella story Detroit Lions will face the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
My name is Lana Stefanficio. This is my grandpa's radio show, The Good Date Radio Program.
It's 34 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before we know it. Right now we have a special guest co-host, my husband, Ryan Kirshner.
How's it going, everybody?
This is amazing that we both work in radio. We've both worked in radio for a long time, and this is the first time that we are ever actually working together.
You're actually right. It's been over 20 years.
Oh, my goodness. Man, when did that happen? Okay, so we have to get into the story that I've been really excited to talk with you about, Sports Illustrated and the whole, like, mass layoffs. They've already started some. People got the notice that they're already terminated. Others that termination could possibly be coming. But it is looking like within the next 3 months, they may have laid off all of their employees.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it kind of does happen, and you know, in the print media, it hasn't been exactly the it industry at this point. So, you know, I hate to say it, but it's kind of like it was going to happen. It was just a matter of when.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you look at the fact that more and more people are looking at things online, on their phones, on any of their devices. But it's not just that. The publisher didn't pay the fee to the parent company. I mean, nearly $3.8 million they lapsed on. And so the parent company, who is at Authentic Brands, is the magazine's owner, who is like, you know what, we're going to go ahead and terminate this, and we'll see what happens. Makes you wonder if they let it happen on purpose or if it was truly a situation that they couldn't handle.
You know, sometimes it does make you ask that question, and it does beg the question of, did they want this to go this way because they were having trouble getting new lists, you know, new readers,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, more printing. You know, printing's expensive, and, you know, they don't exactly have the magazine aisle at the grocery store anymore. They don't have the magazine aisle at the checkout counter anymore they used to when we were kids.
Kiosks, huh?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They just don't do that anymore. And really, with inflation in this day and age, how much would a Sports Illustrated issue probably cost you at this point?
That's true.
So,
come to think of it, whenever you go, like, you go get your hair done, and you go anywhere, and there used to be, at least, all of these magazines that would just be ready for you to read, and I do not recall going anywhere where I see any magazines. Like, ever since COVID, essentially, they got rid of them, and I don't know if maybe it was already dying off before the pandemic.
Well, you know, a lot of waiting rooms, doctor rooms, dentists, you know, like you said, barbers, hair mm-hmm. salons, they used to have magazines and things you could read, and now they all have flat-screen TVs because they fit on the wall. They don't take up much space, and,
yeah.
And there's, you could literally put any piece of content you want on them that fits your, you know, your clientele base. But, you know, let's be frank. The print media has been going down. Newspapers have been struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going on a subscription plan, and even SportsIllustrated.com has a subscription plan. And most of those writers, you know, it was I don't want to say profitable, but it was more profitable for them to go on their own and start their own websites and their own blogs, and because mm-hmm. they did get that following over all the year. Like, look at Peter King, for example. He was with Sports Illustrated for eons. Everybody read his Monday Morning Quarterback piece like it was religion if you were into sports, and then he left Sports Illustrated because he knew he had a bigger following than Sports Illustrated did at that point.
He really didn't need them anymore. He
didn't need that asset or that partnership anymore.
Yeah. Well, you have to think, too, when they first started doing the online stuff, they had incentives. So you could get content online that you couldn't get
exactly.
with the actual handheld magazines. And then I forgot about this, but apparently this, like, last fall or whatever, reports were surfacing that Sports Illustrated was having some published content that was AI-generated. AI-generated stories, photos.
Doesn't surprise me.
And, yeah, it's kind of like one of those things, well, what's the point anymore, then?
Well, you know, like, just, like, I mean, I hate to the prime example of, like, radio, but radio, back when we started, you used to have 10, 12 people on a team.
Yeah.
Everybody did one thing. Now it's as small as you can make it, you know? It's
same pay, but
yeah,
it's
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Shout out to you, James. But yeah, it does. I mean, and I, you know, we don't mean to crack jokes, but they really do. It, you know, I hate to say trim the fat, but when your company's 80% down for the year and year over year,
mm-hmm.
and let's be honest, the pandemic didn't do anybody favors. That was in old, antiquated industries.
Yeah, no, it's very true. And so we were talking about devices, and that a lot of people are starting to view it. Every piece of content is coming from social media or YouTube, which I guess we can call YouTube social media too, or the online outlets. There is a company, tell me if you would do this or not, Ryan, there is a company who is willing to pay $10,000 if you ditch your phone for 1 month. Now, there is an essay involved. There's other things that come involved, but ultimately, you ditch your phone for 1 month, and you could possibly be the recipient of $10,000.
So they're not guaranteeing you $10,000. It's just you could win $10,000.
Yes, it is a contest. So it's you would have to write a 100 to 500 word essay. It explains that the essay would have to explain why you feel you need a digital detox, describe how the detox would impact your life in a positive way, all of this stuff, which a partner for this contest is Siggy's Dairy, which does yogurt, and they always feel like the least amount of ingredients are always the better and stuff like that. But I feel like this could potentially be a lot of fun. However, our jobs wouldn't allow it. We have to be connected, but
We don't have to be connected. You choose to be connected. But this is the deal. They're giving 10 people the opportunity for 10 grand. So the company's essentially giving away $100,000 to see what kind of habits you now create without all the cell phone habits. I think it's fabulous.
Yeah, I think it is, too. You really think that you and I would be able to essentially do this regardless of work?
I don't think you could, but I could. And the only reason why I could was because I hate the phone anyways. It is literally a crutch for me. It is literally a crutch for me in my ADHD brain. So as soon as my something stops, I grab my phone, and it is a crutch. But
that just reminded me of something I saw recently, and I can't remember. It was somebody higher up in Apple. It was not Steve Jobs, obviously, but I feel like it was a more recent thing. So it was somebody higher up in Apple.
It wasn't him.
But he was saying about the fact of the Apple devices and that he's actually encouraged, this guy was, I'm going to have to find and post.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yes, and the interviewer was like, how can you, work with Apple and do all of this stuff, encourage people to put the phones down? And he said, the whole purpose of these phones was to enhance lives. They were supposed to make people's lives better, easier to do things, not overtake their lives, not make it so I feel like I'm looking at my phone more than I'm looking at the human being in front of me.
Well, I mean, if you bought an iPhone and they charged you for all those cords and all the extra things and all the, and let's be honest, Android does the same thing. I can see why people justify it because, again, if you go buy a $2,000 computer, what are you going to play with all month?
Yeah.
A phone is $2,000 now.
I think what he's talking about is the connection base.
Which totally understand.
From
totally understand
real
that.
Life, in person. I know we both know people. We both know people who we will be in conversation with. And I think I've actually done this to you, Ryan, where I will be emailing somebody and then we start a conversation and I'm done with my email and then something triggers my thought of like, oh, I need to comment to this person or your message this person. And I'm in conversation with you already. And then I stop my conversation with you to email somebody where it's like, no. Whoever's in front of you should take priority. Whoever the conversation you are in first should take priority. And I think what you mentioned with ADHD, that all of us almost, even if we have it undiagnosed, because of devices and such an immediate response anymore that is expected, we feel like we always have to be available. We always have to hurry up and respond to somebody. And
you don't want to be rude.
And then we find, that's the thing. We try not to be rude and we end up being rude to more people in that sense.
Much
more rude.
Yeah, sometimes, your intentions are to not leave someone hanging or not be rude. And I know with your iPhones, it says somebody's seen the text, so you're like, yeah, you're on red. Like, you better answer. again, it's that, if it's somebody you care about, you don't want to hurt their feelings or leave them, hanging. Or if it's somebody you work with, you're like, I can get back to you in a minute. But again, it's that we have almost been conditioned, yes, by these cell phones and being so connected to care about things we absolutely should not even worry about.
It really is so true.
But, hey, $10,000 to, go a month. Side note, there's been a few concerts in the last few years I've gone to, and they've done the lock cases of phones.
Great.
So I went to Silk Sonic in Vegas, and they literally took your phone.
You texted me ahead of time. You're like, hey, they're taking my phone. I won't have it. So if you need me, just don't need me.
First time I've ever had that experience of I went to see Tool before the pandemic, and they are a big band of no cell phones, but they don't force it. They just kind of respectfully ask, and their big army of fans is like, we're cool with that.
Well, I also get the concept behind it with two reasons, where one is just enjoy the show, forget about, because people will take video and then they want to post to social media right
yes.
there. But also, some people, they want to leave elements to the surprise. Like, I think that was Silk Sonic's situation, where they want people to not know what to expect.
Well, not only that, but they spend so much time and money and efforts on the actual stage show and the costumes and the light show. And when you're in Vegas, those are so, like, on steroids compared to what travels to your local town, which is, like, and I mean, and what, and what travels to your local town is, like, crazily awesome circus, you know, usually it's these tours anymore that go on. I mean, come on, look at Tay-Tay. She just went on a stadium tour, and when you saw that stage, and then she said she had, what, like, 90 or 50 or 60 semi-drivers just for the stage? It was like...
When the day comes, she goes and does a Vegas residency, it is going to be something more than I think anybody could even possibly imagine.
They would have to, like, build her own spear. It would have to be something crazily huge, because she could command it. I mean, she would command it.
Yeah, she definitely would. Okay, so let's get gross and morbid and maybe somewhat romantic. This came from our state, Ryan, Ohio.
Yeah, go figure.
A man died recently. His son called the sheriff county office and was like, hey, my dad died December 31st. This was a couple days later. He goes, now when you go pick up his body, I just want to let you know there is another body on the property.
Say what?
Yes. And so the couple county sheriff's offices went out. And they found his wife, who had died 6 years earlier. He was living in an RV with his wife, who had died 6 years earlier. Now, here's the kind of romantic part, that they are...
What?
I know. But she wasn't decayed or anything. He apparently took such great care of her body with sheets and herbs and all of these things around her that she was better preserved than anything the county and coroner's offices had ever seen. This is like 30 minutes, 45 minutes south of Cleveland. And they're devout Quakers that wanted to be buried at the same time. And he was worried that if anybody came and took her body, then she'd have to be buried before he would.
Okay.
Isn't that gross and morbid and kind of romantic?
No, it just says mental illness is alive and well in this country right now. I mean, come on. That is Silence of the Lambs. Straight from it. You know it, I know it, we all know it.
Okay, and on that note, thank you, Ryan.
It puts the lotion on the skin.
Like I said, Doug Steffen will be back before we know it.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The shipper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plans. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. This is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year!
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake Kirshner, joined with our movie man, Chuck Curry. Hello, Chuck.
How are you? Good morning.
I am very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And we play the theme to The Perfect Storm because actress Diane Lane, who is prominent and very good in that Wolfgang Peterson film, turns 59 years old today. Known for a lot of, she's has 70 acting credits, The Outsiders with Francis Ford Coppola, early in her career. She's done a ton of work, played Martha Kent in the Man of Steel. She was very good in a movie called Unfaithful, and always a big fan of Diane Lane, 59 years young today, Jay.
What was the one? There was a romantic film. I want to say it was somewhat romantic.
She did one with Richard Gere. She did one with Richard Gere. And she's done a lot of, she's done a lot of diverse work. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, that one was, I cannot recall the name, but that one was really cute. Anything big happening with the box office?
Yeah. Number one, Mean Girls, 11.7, 50 million in 10 days of release. I got a chance to watch this over the weekend. We booked it at the theater I'm involved in. I thought it had a lot of entertainment value. I enjoyed it. I could see where some of the fan base who walk into the theater who do not know that this is a musical, it's based on the hit variation of what they did to the property on Broadway, being a little bit perplexed mm-hmm. when the cast breaks out in song. Having said that, I think this is a enjoyable time at the movies. Number two, Beekeeper, Jason Statham, 8.5, 31 million in 10 days. $75 million worldwide. That's pretty good considering the budget overall was $45 million. Warner Brothers Wonka continues to be a big hit, adding another $6.4 million to its take, $187 million domestically, $531 million worldwide on a $125 million budget. Jay, I would expect we're going to see Timothy Chalamet as Willy Wonka again in the future based on these numbers. Anything But
oh,
You,
yeah?
new rom-com, $5.4 million, $64
million. Oh, that's the Sydney Sweeney one. Sydney Sweeney, is that what you're thinking of? Yes.
Now, here's the deal. This has done $100 million worldwide now. It has good word of mouth. They did a good job promoting this on social media and TikTok. It was a $25 million budget, so it's very profitable. Believe it or not, she had enough power in the industry to actually pick the director and cast the co-lead. So good for her. And Migration ran out the top five. One new release which did not fare well, ISS, which stands for International Space Station, with Anna DeBassi, who is in West Side Story, just $3.2 million. This is an example of a movie that just, I think, didn't have the marketing campaign behind it. And without a marketing campaign, it's hard to get a movie launched. I was reading an article I was telling you guys off air, which I found very interesting. You asked me what I did over the weekend, and I said I watched the football game, and I had football games, and I thought last night's game between the Bills and the Chiefs was a classic. It was a great football game. And I was reading an article where the person said that he feels in the not-too-distant future there's a good chance that you might see the Super Bowl being converted into a pay-per-view event. And what they would do if this ever happened, sell it for $99 per household. And even if half the audience that watches on commercial television, which would be 120 million divided by 2, 60 million, at $99 a pop, that would be a $6 billion take in one night for the NFL. Now, my buddy who knows a lot about this stuff said, due to antitrust laws, he doesn't see that happening. But they put a playoff game on Peacock last week exclusively, and a lot of people had issues with that, and they still did it. You have thoughts on that concept? That would be I wouldn't want to see it, but I could see the greed taking over if they wanted to do something like that and could get away with it.
Oh, for sure. I can definitely see it even going into movie theaters where you could buy a ticket for this amazing event, watch it on the big screen, especially with so many movie theaters that have basically restaurants tied into the theater itself anymore, where it's basically going to a bar and having your chicken wings and all the stuff watching the Super Bowl, but on a giant, giant screen. I think if they made that option, people would definitely get into that.
Well, I think they would. I think if they made that option, they'd have no choice, and I do believe that the majority of NFL fans would pay to see that on streaming. I hope it does not come to that. I just think it should be on a network, and it should be basically, you know, quote-unquote free if you had rabbit ear antennas, but, you know, your network television is geared to your cable package anyway. Interesting, though.
It is. Thank you, Chuck.
World's changing, Jay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.